the Wing Commander CIC Infoburst with your host, Evan Hadrian Adams. Today, interviews with the two people who brought you the CIC. Also, a musical selection from Wing Commander 3. So stay tuned to the CIC Infoburst. Well, it's the opening show. I hope you guys like it. As the introduction said, we got Chris Reed and Ben Lesnick, the two people who brought you the Wing Commander Combat Information Center. I think I'll start with Chris Reed, and then I'll put the music in between, and then I'll do Ben Lesnick. So here goes. Hope you enjoy it. Chris Reed is famous for his work in the alt.games.wing-commander newsgroup, and is respected as one of the few people comparable to Ben Lesnick in Wing Commander knowledge. What was your first Wing Commander experience?
Well, it was probably around 92 or so. At pretty much the same time, I got a pack of Wing Commander 1 and its secret missions, and Wing Commander 1 for the Super Nintendo at the same time. And I started playing both of them together, and it was just kind of got hooked from there.
So these were good impressions on the games?
Yeah. Pretty good impressions. I just turned the computer on and didn't matter what mission or anything, just start playing and keep going like that. And so I probably went through the games quite a bit that way.
Explain what made you start up the Combat Information Center.
Well, we've had the idea for a long, long time, just to make something a lot better than the Wing Commander home sector. And probably a couple months ago, we started finalizing things. With summer coming up, we'd have a little more time. And so we started getting our graphics worked on and putting things together. And last few weeks, we've been pretty much ready, so we're pretty excited about getting that online soon, hopefully.
So what do you do for the CIC?
Mostly, Loaf would do the main news reporting and stuff like that. I might catch things from the news group first, report on other news things. I do the links section, probably check the chat zone, convention stuff, probably some encyclopedia stuff. Just kind of generally not really being in charge, but just general work for it. I think the domain will probably be registered under my name, although it'll be both mine and Loaf equally.
So, how does your typical day go?
Well, in the summer right now, probably get up in the morning, check the news group, go online, do things like that. Well, I'm online all the time, but go to the computer. It takes maybe an hour or two to get the daily stuff that's accumulated over the night going. And then see if there's any unique Wing Commander projects that have to be done during the day. In the evening, I'm not really home in the evening. And nighttime sometimes. But otherwise, just keep... An average day will consist of a lot of just checking up on the new stuff that comes in minute by minute. New news group posts, new information that comes out. Just compiling and checking all that kind of stuff. It takes a lot of time.
Yeah. How long have you been active in the Wing Commander community?
In the Wing Commander community, I've been in the news group for over 2 years now, and before that, I was probably doing some AOL stuff, so probably in the area of 3 years online.
And how did you get where you are now in the community?
I'd have to say it was mostly through the news group, just putting a lot of time into it, and eventually you get seen on there, and kind of just goes from there. You don't control it eventually.
And these are somewhat personal questions now. If you could change one thing in the Wing Commander universe, what would it be?
Well, I'd like to really see an online game, like something like Ultima Online. I'd probably have stepped up production on that, so it would come sooner. And
yeah.
Otherwise, I wouldn't change too much.
Hmm. And what's your favorite Wing Commander fighter, and why?
I like the Excalibur from Wing Commander 3. It's felt really good flying that one. And none of the other super fighters. Some fighters, like the Vampire, are just better in every way, but I still like the Excalibur, I think.
Yeah. And what's your favorite Wing Commander era? Like Wing Commander 1 or 2 or Wing Commander Prophecy?
My favorite? I can't really pick one over the other. They're all good to me. I think they're improving as time goes on, but all of them are kind of...
They all have their own sort of good things.
Yeah.
Hmm. And what do you do outside of Wing Commander?
Well, I'm standing next to my Super Soaker collection right now. I collect those. I am very active in school offices and things like that. Go out and do lots of things. Probably just average, normal things, I suppose.
What kind of things are they? Like parties or...
sometimes. I don't do a lot of crazy stuff at parties, but once in a while.
And I understand you're building a treehouse right now.
Yeah, that goes along with my Super Soaker collection. I started building it when I was little, actually, but I just never was able to get things together, and I still like Super Soakers, and so it's kind of that's what the treehouse is geared for. It's got plastic, waterproof walls, and all those sorts of things.
You ever tried customizing a Super Soaker?
Customizing? Not really. You can take some nozzles off so they put out more water, but I've tried repairing some. Like, I've had about 6 break over the years, and I've fixed about 4 of them.
All right, that's all the questions I have. Thanks for doing the interview.
Yeah, thanks for interviewing me.
Former Wing Commander Home Sector News Guru. He is unmatched in his Wing Commander Universe knowledge. What was your first Wing Commander experience?
I was living in France, and I was visiting one of my friend's house. He had like a pirated copy, and we spent like 3 hours trying to guess the code at the beginning. And once we got in, I loved Wing Commander 1, so I bought it when I got home.
And what were your first impressions?
The first game just blew me away. That it was all very well written, and the graphics and everything were just really great for that time.
Okay. Explain what made you want to set up the Combat Information Center.
I'm sure there's some sort of story, but basically I just really hated the Java bar at the home sector. It's impossible to update, and it was so annoying.
So what do you do for the CIC?
Everything. I update news. I guess it's not really one thing I do. I just coordinate a lot of stuff. Setting up the encyclopedia. But it's really a collaborative effort. Well, you know the word, collaborative effort.
And can you give us some information on the Wing Commander Encyclopedia?
I just always wanted to set up a source where people can get any Wing Commander information they need, and that's what I'm working on now.
How does your typical day go?
Well, get up before moonrise, suit up, fly, land, fly some more, take a shower. That's about it. Let's count weekends. That's when I fly for fun. Recognize the reference and win a cookie.
How long have you been active in the Wing Commander community?
A couple of years. I started off posting at Orson's Wing Commander chat board, which got taken down a while ago. But I guess that's when I started actually interacting with people. And I guess I worked at the home sector for a while. Akbar brought me on.
And how did you get where you are now in the Wing Commander community?
A whole lot of luck. I have no idea why I am why I am where I am now, but I just am.
If you could change one thing in the Wing Commander universe, what would you change?
Tough question. The game-based novels. I would make them closer to the games, or the games closer to the novels, so people would quit complaining.
What's your favorite Wing Commander fighter and why?
Ferret. I've always loved Shadow's quote from Wing Commander 2. I like ferrets. They're quick and light.
What was your favorite Wing Commander era? Like Wing Commander 1, 2, Wing Commander Prophecy, and why?
Wing Commander 1 was my favorite because you weren't really the center of the story. You were just part of the war. And things kind of happened around you, and you influenced them, but you weren't the center of everything. But I guess I'm really excited to see how they do Secret Ops. That had a lot of potential.
When and how did you meet Chris Reed?
Worlds of Origins chat board. We argued vehemently about what year Wing Commander 4 took place. 2672 versus 2673. I think I was wrong, too.
That's a first. What do you do outside of Wing Commander?
There's an outside of Wing Commander?
Well, do you, like, school activities, things like that?
Oh, yeah, just usual school stuff. I'm a senior in high school now. Clubs and things. Nothing really exciting.
Well, that's everything. Thanks for doing the interview.
Well, thank you for interviewing me.
Next week on the Infoburst, an interview with William R. Forstchen, co-author of the upcoming novel, Wing Commander, False Colors.